This is the ACS Memory Palace podcast. I'm Salma Sabai. Many thanks to Nate DeMeo for his inspiration. The Golden Arches, a symbol associated with childhood memories spent with family on a Saturday afternoon. Crispy salty fries in one clammy hand, and a Power Rangers Happy Meal toy in the other. Running back and forth, taking refreshing, rejuvenating sips of Coke, then running back to continue your adventures in the malodorous play area. Yet the events that would unfold on an average day in a local San Ysidro McDonald's left some of these families' memories torn into shreds forever. It was Wednesday, July 18th, 1984. James gathered a small arsenal of weapons. He had been at the same McDonald's earlier that day with his wife and children, fulfilling their cravings for chicken nuggets and soft-serve ice cream. It was his own children who had been sliding down the bright orange slide just hours prior. They returned home from a cheery outing, just for James to leave again, this time, returning alone with a semi-automatic pistol and a 12-gauge pump shotgun. His wife asked where he was going, to which he replied, "I'm going to hunt humans." He wished his family farewell, leaving, with no intentions of ever seeing them again. 45 people were inside the McDonald's restaurant in San Ysidro, California. James entered the building and left no time to waste. His first victim, a 22-year-old woman named Kane, was shot below her left eye, dying minutes later. He turned around to see a 16-year-old employee, John Arnold, bussing a table. Two shots fired, one in his chest, one in his arm. Parents and children scream with terror in their eyes. James yelled for everyone to get on the ground, calling everyone in the restaurant dirty swine Vietnam a-holes, and letting it be known that he killed 1,000 and intended to kill 1,000 more. After James's racist rant, 25-year-old Victor Rivera tried begging James to spare their lives and not hurt anyone else. James responded by shooting Victor 14 times and repeatedly shouting, "Shut up," as Rivera wailed in pain. Customers ducked under tables and crowded together, seeking protection from the crazed gunmen. That's when James turned his attention towards six women and children huddled together. He shot 19-year-old Maria in the chest, then fatally shot 9-year-old Claudia in the stomach, cheek, thigh, hip, leg, chest, back, armpit, and head. Not an ounce of mercy within him. He wounded Claudia's 15-year-old sister and shot 11-year-old Aurora with his shotgun. That's when her pregnant aunt, 18-year-old Jackie Reyes, shielded her niece. James shot Jackie 48 times. Jackie's son, 8-month-old Carlos, sat up and cried beside his dead mother's body. James shouted at the baby, prompting him to stop, and then killed him with a single shot to the center of his back. James then killed a truck driver, 62-year-old Lawrence, right before he targeted another family near the play area. The mother, Blythe, was shielding her 11-year-old son, Mateo. In the booth across from them was her husband, Ronald, shielding their son's 12-year-old friend, Keith. Ronald and Keith were shot numerous times, yet amazingly both survived. Ronald's wife and son, however, were less fortunate, dying of several shots to the head. Momentarily after, three 11-year-old boys rode their bikes into the west side of the parking lot, ready to order ice cream sundaes. Someone yelled at them from across the street, so they hesitated, but it was too late. James saw them and shot the three boys with his Uzi and shotgun. Joshua fell to the ground, critically wounded, but he survived. Omar received gunshots to the back and began projectile vomiting in his last seconds of life, and David was shot several times in the head. Their friend Joshua watched as this unfolded. with both Omar and David dead at the scene. James, still not satisfied with his killing spree, glances over to see an elderly couple, 74-year-old McGill and 69-year-old Ida, trying to run out the doors. As McGill reached for the door, his wife Ida fell to the ground with a shot to the face, wounding McGill as well. McGill cradled his dying wife in his arms and wiped the gushing blood from her face. He shouted curses at James. James approached McGill, swore at him, and then killed him with a single shot to the head. After police finally arrived, James went up to the service counter and adjusted the portable radio to a music station, carefully choosing his preferred music. He started dancing to it as he shot more innocent victims, as if each beat of the song counted for a life he was taking away. At 5:17 p.m., Chuck Foster, a SWAT sniper, fired a single round 35 yards away, piercing through James's heart. In 1 millisecond, he went from being a dancing gunman to a helpless body amongst all the others on the ground. He died immediately after being shot. The entire event lasted 77 minutes, and James fired a total of 257 rounds, killing 21 people. The McDonald's Massacre, as most would know it, was once the deadliest mass shooting ever to occur in U.S. history by a solo gunman. On July 18, 1984, the Golden Arches symbolized fear, death, and violence.